God knows what is going on here, but I really... well, that noise was actually the inside of the Chalk Farm Cowboy's mind. I don't know if you've ever had a moment like that when it just sort of goes a bit like that, but I just did, and you witnessed it. And my word, this podcast making equipment is incredible if it can actually delve into my mind and just dig out these noises for you. Remarkable. Once again, that noise was from my inner lymph nodes. Maybe not. Anyhow, I wanted to talk to you not about what was going on in my head, but maybe what was making these noises go on in my head. I have something of a confession, and I was talking to a dear friend of mine earlier on in the week about this. It wasn't really an issue that I brought up, but for some reason, we were just in conversation. I said, "So, have you ever stolen anything, ever, in life?" And what went on there? And this girl, she started to tell me that, well, yes, she had. Well, no, she hadn't, but a friend of hers had. You always say that it was a friend of yours, don't you, that did something when it's obviously you that did it. But this friend of hers had actually stolen something. When they were a child, and you know, it wasn't until in later life they just thought they had to get this off their chest. They actually took back. It was some material from a shop or a factory that they'd taken. I think times were tough, and they took these things to make a dress or something like that. And you know, and maybe 10, 20 years later, they actually took the dress that they made back, and they paid for it, and they also adjusted it for inflation. And that was fine. This person was actually, they called the police, and they took them away in the end, and that was it. But obviously, you know, I'd like to hear from you guys out there, both of my listeners, with your stories. I mean, have you ever taken anything? I mean, it can be any item at all. I'd love you to send that in to me on the email address at chalkfarmcowboy@googlemail.com. It'd be great to hear from you. Obviously, I'd keep your identity secret so as not to alert the local constabulary. And we'll change all names. We'll even change the identity of the items that you stole and the year of when you stole them. So, I suppose in essence you could actually just make stuff up and send that in. Because I actually, when I was 15, I stole a quite remarkable thing. It was really difficult to conceal. It was from a W.H. Smith's, and I took a biro pen. And you want to know why I took the biro pen? It's because I wanted to do a crossword. What kind of a 16-year-old boy would do that? I really should have been on a corner somewhere just drinking cider and shouting abuse at old women.
And that's the end of tonight's podcast from the Chalk Farm Cowboy. Don't forget to email him with any queries or interesting facts about the Chalk Farm area. That's right. Chalkfarmcowboy@googlemail.com.